there is, in my mind, not a great deal of implication about why Daniel needed to see Christ here. I mean, what was the purpose of Daniel's recognizing Jesus Christ as the man clothed in linen, girded with fine gold, face's appearance of lightning? The confrontation that Daniel has here with Christ in verses 5, 6, is not directly related to the vision of the flow of kingdoms that is taken up as Daniel 11 and 12 unfold. And my conviction is that perhaps the most important reason that Daniel has this confrontation with Christ in these verses is that Daniel is setting forth an example of what will have to take place with those that ultimately are among the 144,000. We are each going to have a personal confrontation in a positive way, a personal revelation of Jesus Christ. And I believe you can see this illustrated in other places in the scriptures. One of the favorite, my favorite principles in the spirit of prophecy, and that where Sister White describes the gospel, I won't go to it now, so this is a paraphrase, but she says something like this: the work of the gospel is to lay the glory of man in the dust. And in verses 7 and 8, after Daniel sees Christ, you'll see that basically that work of the gospel is illustrated by Daniel. He has the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he's humbled in the dust. The glory that Daniel may have had as a human being, the glory that he thought about himself, is totally removed. All his comeliness was turned into corruption, verse 8 says. And I would suggest to you that this confrontation, and I'm not sure that confrontation is the best word, but this confrontation, this vision that Daniel sees of Jesus right here at the opening, and then the response of his humanity being totally destroyed, not destroyed, but turned into corruption, is illustrating the experience of the 144,000. All of our humanity is going to have to be laid at the foot of the cross through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that the Lord